Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the show, Saturday night edition. We're live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, where anything goes. Whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, you can take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go check out our listener map. I think you'll find it to be pretty cool. We actually, there's this listener map, and it's there's hundreds of people that have already plotted themselves on the map. That's the point, just to see who maybe in your area is also listening to Free Talk Live. You don't have to use your real name or anything like that, but you put in your name, you put in possibly a photo of yourself.
Many people have used their real name, like the whole thing.
Right?
Like George P. Bernard!
You can put in a photo of yourself. You can also put in a little phrase, you get a little thing to say as well. It's neat, and it's free, of course, so go to map.freetalklive.com and add yourself to our listener map. It's a worldwide map, so you can be anywhere and plot yourself there. It's map.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, starting off this hour, of course, you can make your calls and we'll talk to you about anything, but otherwise we're going to go to an issue about a particular politician, right?
Yes.
Who thinks you're entitled to things.
Well, you know, we don't do a lot of name dropping on the show. It's not a show Rush Limbaugh's or one of those guys that talk about...
This could be Mr. Anybody, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care who he is.
But if
he's a politician, he's a lowlife, in my book.
This is a politician, so therefore he has a great deal of power over, your life. And that's why what he has to say here is just so strange.
Okay.
But, Charles Grassley, Republican, Iowa. You know, what makes our economy grow is energy. And Americans are used to going to the gas tank, and when they put their hose in their tank, and when I do it, I get gas out of it. And when I turn the light switch on,
dirty. Putting the hose in the tank. Go ahead.
When I turn the light switch on, I want lights to go on, and I don't want someone to tell me I got to change my way of living to satisfy them, because this is America, and this is something we've worked our way into, and the American people are entitled to it. And if we're going to improve our standard of living, we have to consume more energy.
Okay. What? Like, there are so many things to address.
Yeah, there's so many holes in this.
Let's start with the entitlement
Jack Ball's statement here on NPR.
You are not entitled to anything.
I suppose oxygen.
No.
No?
What if a gaping hole all of a sudden opened up in the atmosphere
and sucked all the oxygen right out? Yeah.
Would you be yelling at God saying you have an entitlement to that oxygen? Give it back? No.
Give me my oxygen.
You have no entitlement at all to anything. To suggest, this is what we were talking about, I think it was last night, the whole idea that you have a right to health care. This is the same mentality.
Yes.
You have an entitlement. You have a right to be able to fill up your car at a fraction of market value.
Well, this is how we got in such a stupid war in the first place. We're entitled to this energy. You understand?
He's out of his mind.
So if it takes tromping across the Atlantic Ocean and putting some holes in some little brown folks in order to get oil?
At the cost of billions of dollars?
We are entitled to it.
No, we're not.
Not entitled. That's the first thing.
Well, the reason why nobody's entitled to any of this stuff is because if you're entitled to it, that means that you can make other people your slaves in order to get your hands on it. Because for that oil, for that gas to come out of the gas pump when you're pumping your car, it took a large amount of people and companies and organizations and a lot of work. And it did take, he's right, that it does take energy to make things happen. But it takes personal energy, human energy, people going out and doing work. There were the guy that drove the, let's follow the path of the gasoline before it comes out into your car. Well, first, some dude driving a big tanker truck came to the site, the gas mart, and pumped out the gas into the tanks that are underground. That guy brought that tanker truck from some refinery elsewhere. There were a bunch of refinery workers that worked to turn crude oil into the gasoline.
Crack is the term.
Okay, and then there's also the people that transported the crude oil from the initial country where it was harvested from and brought it to the refinery in the first place. There's that group of people that did that work. And then there's also the group of people that sucked the crude oil out of the ground. And then there's also the people that found the oil in the first place for the people to suck out of the ground.
And the oil didn't just come out of the ground like oil. The stuff has to be done to it in order to just make it crude oil.
Okay. Well, so there's a large process involved
light
here.
Sweet, I believe, is how they call that.
There's a process involved here with dozens, if not hundreds, of people involved in getting that final product into your gas tank.
Yeah.
To suggest that you're entitled to their efforts just because you're an American or because you breathe,
I don't think he's
totally
saying,
ludicrous.
He's not saying that you're entitled to getting it for free. He's just saying that you're entitled to be able to buy it at, you know, whatever you consider to be a fair market value.
But that's still entitlement.
Yes, it is still entitlement.
And that still means that you're entitled to all the work from these people
at a specific
rate
that you think is right.
Right.
And the fact is you are entitled to get oil at the rate that you want to spend at, as long as that other person is willing to sell it at the rate that
you're
willing to spend.
You're entitled to choose. You're entitled to make a choice about your buying habits. You can either buy the gas at the price that it's listed at, or ride your bicycle.
Because here's the way to think about it. What if gasoline suddenly shot up tomorrow to $200 a gallon? Would you make the same driving decisions that you make today?
I don't think so.
No!
A lot of people would be getting on bicycles in that
case. Yeah, absolutely. Suddenly, there it would change. That's how you know that you're just making a bunch of decisions based on, you know, past experience, and things change in this world. You're not even entitled to things being the same today as they were tomorrow.
No, sorry,
or, excuse
not.
Me, as they were yesterday.
Yeah, you're not. So what was the part of his statement after the entitlement part? I wanted to address
that. And if we're going to improve our standard of living, we have to consume more energy.
I don't think that's necessarily true at all.
I don't know whether...
While energy consumption has been going up, as far as I know, over the years...
It doesn't mean we have to use oil for this energy, by the way.
Nor does it mean that the amount... Nor does it mean that to have a good life, the consumption level has to go up. If we were... If our government didn't encourage oil production like it does, if our government didn't, you know, mandate certain things about energy and the different options for energy out there, if there was a more free market in energy options, we'd have more competition, we'd have different sources of energy, and people would be getting more competitive in the way of efficiency. Johnson, one of our weekday co-hosts, brought in an article recently about a guy who had developed a little box that you could put underneath the hood of your car,
mm-hmm.
You hook it up to your engine somehow, you fill it with distilled water, and it takes your car from being like 20% efficient?
It was 36% efficient.
Yeah, taking your car from being 36% efficient to something like 90-plus percent efficient.
Oh, yeah, it was 97% efficient.
Right.
Essentially, it tripled. That's a push in the triple area, but it darn close to tripled the efficiency of your vehicle, which meant that you went three times as far
on the same amount of energy.
And this guy's working with the Canadian government right now as we speak, getting these into fleet vehicles. Soon, this will be available on all cars that are made.
The future of energy is not to use more of it, you Nimrod. It's to use less of it more efficiently. It's to take a fraction of the energy we use today and make it power and make it run all of the things that we use today. That's the future of energy.
But there's going to be more people using the energy. I think that he might be right that we need more energy. I just don't think that means that, in fact, you're going to use oil and gasoline to do it.
We need to have more availability
and
of energy.
Let's be clear that they've been predicting the demise of the combustion engine for the last, I don't know, 60 years. It seems like, you know, I read a timeline of this at one point, and I can't list it off to you because, you know, this is just something we've got here as far as show prep. But, you know, they were talking about oil's going to run out in 20 years in the 1940s.
Mm.
Well, the fact is, we have enough...
The alarmists have always been saying stuff like that. They said we were going to have another ice age back in the 70s.
They did. They did. And, by the way, I'd like to talk about global warming on that point. They were saying on global warming in the beginning, the greenhouse effect is that we would be warmer in the summer and colder in the winter.
Okay.
We are, in fact, warmer in the summer now, not colder in the winter.
Just goes to show that these people are just people with opinions.
Chicken Little.
Yeah. 800-259.
Good movie, by the way.
9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, four arguments against the government, period. I know you're going to hate this, Manwich, but we'll talk about it. And your calls, if you make them, about whatever's on your mind. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect the Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, live Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 1,000 people interacting there, and over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of stuff. Lots of different topics, too. Everything from fun, kind of easygoing topics, to downright serious theological discussions and issues-based conversation. All of it is there. All of it is free. FreeTalkLive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. You know, actually, there was supposed to be the Social Security card burning event happening today up in the Free State of New Hampshire. Some of the NHFree.com activists were supposed to be out front of the Social Security card office, or the Social Security office in Concord, I believe. And they were supposed to do it at high noon. They were supposed to be burning their Social Security cards. I actually haven't gone to their site to check out what happened. We were hoping to hear from one of them tonight, so maybe it's possible one of them will chime in and let us know. I don't know. Maybe they got arrested.
You know, perhaps they did.
We'll find out.
Social Security cards are a big deal in the old Liberty Patriot movement, but they don't mean anything to me.
What do you mean?
I'll toss out my Social Security card to, you know, any bank that asks for it.
Oh, you mean they don't mean anything to you from the privacy aspect?
From the privacy aspect.
To me, the biggest meaning to Social Security is that you're getting fleeced for 15% every paycheck.
Yes, you are getting fleeced.
And that means something.
Now, that bothers me.
Okay.
But, in fact, like, I have nothing to hide from, like, as far as the privacy goes, I don't really care that much. Mm-hmm. I understand people have a right to privacy from the government, but it doesn't bother me giving out my Social Security card.
Okay.
Social Security number.
Well, back in the old days when they first came out with the cards, it did say not to be used for identification purposes.
Lied to by the government before. This is nothing new.
Okay.
This is not brand new, getting lied to by the government.
And the fact is, it's pretty dangerous.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Well, I think that could be some destruction wreaked on your life if somebody else gets their hands on your number and starts using it to their benefit.
And not just your number. I mean, otherwise they could just make up a number.
Yeah, well, they have to get your number and your birthday
and your address and your name.
But it can be done.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and it can be hell. That can be hell for people when their identities get stolen. And if you've got a story about that, chime in, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, I'm going to go to an article that's going to make Manwich very angry because he doesn't like talking about this stuff. It's from Stephen Molyneux from LouRockwell.com. He says, two objections constantly recur whenever the subject of dissolving the state arises. The first is that a free society is only possible if people are perfectly good or rational. In other words, citizens need a centralized state because there are evil people in the world. The first and most obvious problem with this position is that if evil people exist in society, they will also exist within the state, within the government, and be far more dangerous thereby. Citizens are able to protect themselves against evil individuals, but stand no chance against an aggressive state armed to the teeth with police and military might. Thus, the argument that we need the state because evil people exist is false. If evil people exist, the state must be dismantled, since evil people will be drawn to use its power for their own ends. And, unlike private thugs, evil people in government have the police and military to inflict their whims on a helpless and usually disarmed population. Logically, there are four possibilities as to the mixture of good and evil people in the world. And these are things that we've argued about in the past with callers on this show. You know, are people good by nature? Are people evil by nature? And I'd like to hear what you think at 800-259-9231 as far as the nature of people. But there are four possibilities here. One is that all men are moral. All men are good. Two, all men are immoral. All men are evil. Three, the majority of men are moral, and a minority are immoral. Four,
I like that one.
Four, the majority of men are immoral, and a minority of them are moral. Now, we'll explore these a little bit more, but since I asked for the Social Security card info, we've got Caleb on the line from New Hampshire. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Good evening, Ian and Manwich.
Hey, Caleb, what's up?
Well, we had a good day out there at Concord. I wasn't one who burned my card because I still am wanting to travel from time to time. We did have three people, though, who burned it.
Wait a minute. Why do you need your Social Security number to travel?
You got to get a passport. I have to get my passport.
Oh, you mean as far as international travel?
Yeah.
I remember. I got a passport, and I don't remember having to actually show my Social Security card.
You just have to have the number.
I think. I could be wrong about that. It's been a few years since I got it. And, of course, they could have changed the rules. But, nonetheless, what happened today? Was it high noon? How many people burned their cards? What was the response like? Were the cops on the scene, et cetera?
No, the cops never showed up. It was kind of weird because we expected them. But we did have a reporter who showed up. And so it was from an outfit in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had three people who burned the cards. We had Lady Liberty there.
Right.
And then, of course, we had people burning fake cards that they had made.
Excellent.
Lots of great signs. There's tons of pictures if you go to nhfree.com.
Mm-hmm.
On the front page, there is a picture, and then there's a whole gallery of pictures later on down in the website.
Cool. So you actually got some press coverage. That's good.
We got lots of good press coverage. And something interesting happened afterwards because we went out to eat, and one of the protesters had a gun he was open carrying.
Right. Which you can do. Yeah, you can do that in New Hampshire.
Well, he was harassed by the police. We got it on video.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought they weren't there. Oh, he was harassed by the cops at the restaurant?
Yeah, at the restaurant. Yeah, there was a call-in. Someone was choking, and the police showed up, and they thought they'd go ahead and harass one of our protesters. So we got it on tape.
Excellent.
And we're going to hand that over to a media outfit that was interested in that concert.
So after the harassment, I mean, did anything result from it? Did they give him his gun back?
They were harassing him, but there were like 16 of us, and we all went outside, and we were kind of surrounding the cops, and they kind of backed off.
That's awesome. How many cops were there?
There was two that I saw.
Yeah. One thing that us liberty activists have to remember is that there are more of us than there are of them. I mean, at any given time, unless your protest is three people, if you got 10 people at an event and there's only three cops there, they're going to be a little more courteous with you than they might be normally.
Just by the amount of people.
Yeah,
we had the video camera, too, which I think made a difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, when we finally get up there, I'd like to kind of initiate a little cop watch action. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's simple idea. Basically, you get a couple people with video cameras, you get a police scanner, and you travel around at night or something like that, or whenever, and if you spot some police activity, you pull over, and if presuming it's on public property where you would be normally free to traverse, you would pull over, come out with your cameras, and just kind of videotape the scene.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, the intention there would be to do what you did today, which was protect the rights of the people that the police are talking to. And it's certainly possible that the police would have been courteous and kind with that individual anyways, but it's almost a guarantee that the police will follow their procedures and not break any of their own laws if there are people there recording them. Of course, the negative side of that is it has been known that police have taken revenge against cop watch people. They've followed them, they've beaten them up, and that sort of thing. So we'd have to be very careful with it, but nonetheless, it is exciting. Thanks for the update, Caleb. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. So the Social Security card burning went off without a hitch. Good to know. I think they're going to do it again next year. Welcome back.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. 4604 or freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. Literally bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with literally dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. Not just any photo, Manwich, but a photo specifically taken for Free Talk Live. In the photo, they validate themselves by holding up usually a piece of paper or some sort of handmade sign that references the show or perhaps references one of the personalities on the show. And that proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they are who they say they are, and therefore they are gain entrance into the Shrine of Female Listeners. Because we're really proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. It's not a beauty contest, girls, so send your pictures in. Women, as long as you're a lady, you qualify. In fact, this weekend, we're going to be adding our youngest member ever to the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Mm.
She's, I think, 1.5 or... She's very young, younger than 2. And according to her parents, she actually goes to sleep at night listening to your voice, man.
Well, it is my dulcet tone.
So, ladies, submit your pictures to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. All right, we are talking about an article called Disproving the State from LouRockwell.com. And it is Stephen Molyneux, and he's basically saying there are 4 possibilities for the mixture of good and evil people in the world. We've talked about this before. I mean, the question is, are people good by nature, or are they evil by nature?
Well, he did miss one, but it doesn't really matter.
What did he miss?
It would be people are half good and half bad.
Well, just to recap, his 4 possibilities are that all men are moral, all men are immoral, the majority of men are moral and a minority are immoral. The majority of men are immoral and a minority are moral. So those are the 4 possibilities. And then he says a perfect balance of good and evil is statistically impossible. So he does address it. He says in the first case, all men are moral. The state, the government, is obviously not needed since evil can't exist. Right? I mean, that's one of the alleged reasons why we have the government is to protect us from all the bad men, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the second case, where all men are immoral, the state can't be permitted to exist for one simple reason. The state, it's generally argued, must exist because there are evil people in the world who desire to inflict harm and who can only be restrained through fear of state retribution, like the cops and prisons, that sort of thing. A corollary of this argument is that the less retribution these people feel, the more evil they will do. However, the state itself is not subject to any force, but is a law unto itself. Even in Western democracies, how many policemen and politicians go to jail? We have seen examples of this time and time again. The cops will just do whatever it is they want to do. The judges will say whatever they want to say in their courtroom. We've seen examples where people have come into court with old Supreme Court decisions. The Supreme Court! And they'll present the actual words from the Supreme Court to back up their side of the case. And the judge will look at them and say, that's irrelevant. Frivolous. They'll say that's frivolous argument.
Yep.
Overruled or thrown out. And then your argument, your entire defense has just been flushed by this judge.
They often do that.
Can you get the judge back? Can you challenge his authority?
Mm-mm.
No. He's honorable. Anyway, he says, so if evil people wish to do harm but they're only restrained by force, then society can never permit a government to exist because evil people will immediately take control of that state. in order to do evil and avoid retribution. In a society of pure evil, then, the only hope for stability would be a state of nature, where a general arming and fear of retribution would blunt the evil intents of disparate groups. But obviously the first two options, all men are moral, all men are immoral, totally unrealistic. I mean, there's no chance of that. So the third possibility is that most people are evil, and only a few of them are good. If that's the case, then the state also cannot be permitted to exist, since the majority of those in control of the state will be...
evil?
If most men are evil, then most of the men in the state will be evil, and therefore they'll rule over the good minority. Democracy, in particular, cannot be permitted to exist. Now, you're no fan of democracy.
No.
Because democracy is basically...
But I do think that democratically electing officials is the only way that you're going to be able to elect officials. I just think we should have as few officials as possible.
Indeed. Simply because there's a chance that they could be evil, and we don't want evil to have power.
You know what? It's not the fewest officials possible. I think that officials should be given the least power as possible.
So, that I would agree with. If you're going to have an official, they shouldn't have any authority.
I would say that the New Hampshire state legislature is, the largest legislative body in the world?
It's the largest citizen legislative body in this country, the third largest in the world.
Okay, so there's 400 and something members to it, right?
Yes.
Generally, laws don't get passed in there.
Thank goodness.
Because there's so many people.
Right.
Yeah. There's just so many people. The more people you've got, the more disagreement there is. I believe that fewer laws is better. Let's get down to as few laws as possible and really enforce the ones that we get down to, is my opinion.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm totally fine with that. It's just that, of course, I'm the person who's going to be arguing at that point for even less.
Let's get to that point, and then you can argue for less.
Someday, maybe it'll happen, man. Since the minority of good people would be subjugated to the democratic will of the evil majority, evil people who wish to do harm without fear of retribution would inevitably take control of the state.
Sure.
And use its power to do their evil free of that fear. Good people do not act morally because they fear retribution, but because they love goodness and peace of mind. And, you know, they like getting along with others.
Yeah.
So they don't hurt their neighbors, because they know that if they do, their neighbors might hurt them back. And thus, unlike evil people, good people have little to gain by controlling the state. And so it's certain that the state will be controlled by a majority of evil people and will rule over all to the detriment of all moral people. Finally, you have the fourth option, that most people are good by nature and that only a few of them are evil.
He switched the third and fourth positions because most people being good was third position earlier.
You're right about that. This possibility is subject to the same problems outlined above, notably that evil people will always want to gain control over the state in order to shield themselves from retaliation. This option changes the appearance of democracy, however, because the majority of people are good, evil power seekers must lie to them in order to gain power. Our politicians don't lie to us today, do they?
Yeah, regularly.
Gee, do you think that we might be living under the situation where most people are indeed good and only a minority of them are evil?
That's the one I picked.
I think we definitely live under that situation. Well, so the evil power seekers must lie to the good people in order to gain the power. Then, once they've got their public office, they'll immediately break the faith and pursue their own corrupt agendas, enforcing their will with the police and the military. Thus, the state remains the greatest prize to the most evil of men, who will quickly gain control over its awesome power, and so the state cannot be permitted to exist in this scenario either. And he goes on, but I'm not going to. But, I mean, how do you feel about that, man?
I'm clear on that.
Right.
I am clear that the power that the state offers is just too dangerous to... give it a large to give it away. I mean, you've got so many people. It's too dangerous that people are just going to want it.
I think that if we got back down to a constitutionally sized government, which is what you want,
yes,
and what I would definitely be happy with, that would mean that people would be paying more attention to what's going on. Because one of the reasons why these evil people in control of the state today get away with what they get away with is because nobody questions it. Everybody just believes that they're good guys looking out for people, that all these laws must be good for something. And when all these bad politicians do things, when judges come down with bad rulings, everybody just shrugs their shoulders and says, well, it's a nation of laws, I better obey. Well, if we actually went to the judge's home with pitchforks and burning torches, maybe they'd act a little bit differently. We'll explore that idea in a bit. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, we're live. The Saturday Night Edition. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And we're talking about, at the moment, we're talking about power and how it corrupts people and how evil people are attracted to it. I mean, if you're evil by nature, one of the questions that has been asked a jillion times on this show is, are people evil by nature or are they good by nature? Personally, I think they're good by nature. I think most people are good. I think there's a minority of evil people in the world. And well, we were reading,
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, we were reading an article from Stéphane Meunier from LouRockwell.com, and he's saying it doesn't matter what the mixture is. It doesn't matter if all people are good, all people are evil, or if there's a percentage of each. We don't need a government around.
The bad people are going to be in the government, or to some extent or another. Now
they'll be attracted to it. There's no doubt that they are.
The democratic process is supposed to weed out the bad people to some extent or another.
Really?
It's supposed to. Sure, you're supposed to vote for the good guy and not vote for the bad guy.
But they all tell lies during their campaigns.
They do.
George Bush, he had signs up in his 2000 campaign
and
that
some
said
people,
smaller government.
Some people would say George Bush is a good guy, and some people would say that George Bush is a bad guy.
Right.
They're clearly confused. He's either a good guy or a bad guy, and he's one of those, too. he's clearly hasn't shrunk the government.
Right.
And so if you thought he was good or bad, if you thought he was a small government conservative, you were wrong.
Well, here's another interesting aspect.
Or at least he was lying about one of the two.
Here's a question for you, Manwich. Do evil people actually think they're evil? Or do they think they're doing good?
I think that they think that they're doing what's expedient in most cases.
Because I feel like a lot of these politicians...
Doing what's best.
I think a lot of these politicians, when it comes to their family life, when it comes to their private life, probably fine people. They probably will live up to their word. If they say they're going to come to your cookout, they'll come to your cookout. They send their kids to college. But when it comes to the government, they think they're doing what they should do. They think they're doing something good. They think that government can be used for good purposes. They don't realize that government by its nature is force. That's what government is.
I thoroughly believe that. I thoroughly believe that statement. I believe that, I'm in ad sales, radio ad sales, and I think that you would be best served by advertising on Free Talk Live. Your business would be best served by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I had the ability, I might legislate that since it's good for every business to do that, that they all had to.
Right.
And if they all had to, suddenly the things that made it good would disappear. Like, perhaps you wouldn't get the great customer service anymore because, well, we had 200,000 customers to deal with. So, you just got whatever service we gave you. And you can like it or lump it.
Uh-huh.
Have a nice day.
Well, plus our service would also depreciate based on the fact that we would be totally complacent. I mean, we'd have advertisers rolling in like crazy. We wouldn't even have to show up to work anymore.
No, we'd just have other people do the show. As a matter of fact, with that many people having to advertise,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't even do the show. We'd just have commercials on from start to finish. So, do you understand how it would fall apart?
Yeah.
And politicians are governors. Our governors believe that the best way to serve us is by governing. Legislators believe that the best way to serve us is by legislating. That's what they believe makes sense.
Yeah.
So they do it.
And
they think that they can stop crime and make the world a better place by legislating.
And to somebody, and the old saying is, to somebody who only has a hammer, everything starts to look like nails.
Yes.
And these people only have their pen and their paper, mm-hmm. their legislating ability, and so they figure, like we talked about earlier, we talked about last hour, the idea that people believe that if you pass a law, that something will happen. No! It doesn't work that way. Laws are just words written on paper by people. And some people choose to obey them, some people choose not to.
And we've seen over and over again how they pass a law that's intended to do something, and what does it do but something different, or something just exactly the opposite. So, laws can't be trusted.
Yeah, as you're absolutely right. And one of our emailers suggests that people are not either good or bad, that we all have ups and downs. We all are, good in some areas, mm-hmm. and maybe we're bad in some other areas. I think that's a good point as well. And so we don't want to let people who are evil get in control. Now, I was thinking about this whole limited government idea, which is really a nice idea. It was an honorable thing that they tried to do with the Constitution. They tried. They really did. They really tried to chain down these politicians with the Constitution. But unfortunately, once the politicians were sawing away at those chains...
Just as soon as they started.
Yeah, for the first
few
decades.
They had the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists.
Right. They started sawing away, and people just, back then communication didn't really happen as easily as it does today, and so people weren't necessarily aware of the fact that the politicians were there sawing away at their chains, so they broke some chains here, they broke some chains there, and they got away with some stuff, and people didn't hold them accountable. I think that if we did finally get back down to this limited government that we would love to get back to so much, people would still have to pay attention. That would be
absolutely
the most important thing. You'd have to watch these people like hawks, because they're your supposed representatives. Don't presume they're going to be representing you. Watch them, know everything that they're doing, and if they do something bad, hold them accountable. I know our system's miserable at it. Our politicians have sovereign immunity. If they do something wrong, if a government manager or a government bureaucrat or a judge steps out of line, or a cop kills some member of someone's family for no reason, shoots a head off of somebody's dog, they get a slap on the hand today. They get transferred to a different division today. I would like to see an America where people actually came into the streets and were angry about the fact that these politicians are scumbags. We'll come back. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum aren't extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. So if you want to get your call in, now would be the time to do it. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The archives are there with months worth of them. All of it for free. At freetalklive.com. Also, don't forget to go and vote for the show over at podcastalley.com. You can go straight to vote.freetalklive.com, and we'll take you there. Finally, you should consider amplifying the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You can go and get all the details about that. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. We think you'll like it. All right, so we're talking about small government and what I think. I think that the only way we would ever be able to keep a small government small is for the citizenry to actually not only pay attention to what's going on in politics, but to get out and do something about it when our politicians do us wrong.
I'd say that's right.
Beyond, I'm not just talking about threatening to oust them from office or to vote them out on the next term. I'm talking about, you know, maybe come into their house with torches and pitchforks and weapons and that sort of thing. And maybe literally scaring these people into being good politicians.
I think that we are at the point for pitchforks and torches.
Yeah.
But I don't think that if we did manage to get a constitutional-sized government and then they made one step out of line, that would be the moment in time. I don't think.
Why not? That's what you need to do to prevent the government from getting bigger. Do you want to go down the same path we've been going down for 200 years?
You vote them out of office immediately, quickly as possible.
Maybe we should lower the length of terms. Maybe that would help with that. I mean, there's obviously some things that we could do. We could restructure things to I think, make it better. The Constitution wasn't perfect. It's darn good. I mean, it's the best document, the best founding document for any country that I know of, at least. I mean, they gave it a good shot. It just didn't work out because you can't rely on words on paper to control people. We've seen that with all the laws people pass. They pass all kinds of laws. People disobey them. The politicians also disobey words on paper, that i.e. the Constitution.
Well, I'm of the opinion that we failed the Constitution, not the Constitution failed us. I mean,
yeah.
The American people were not vigilant against.
No.
And most of them were not indoctrinated to understand that a smaller government really, really, really does work.
That's true.
You know, once they figured out, wow, I can vote myself into somebody else's pocket, then it was all over.
Today, we're indoctrinated in the government education system to believe that government's the answer to all of our
socialism.
Problems.
I'm sorry, the socialists won. The Red Scare, McCarthy was right. And the socialists won.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the socialists are in charge of the government education system. Yeah, there's a couple of teachers in there that might have some free market principles, you know, that have slipped under the radar. But for the most part, as far as the administration is concerned, you're looking at just dyed-in-the-wool socialists.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't admit it if you pressed them, but there's no doubt that our school system's socialist. It's central control. You've got a central group of bureaucrats called the school board that makes decisions for all the kids in your county.
Well, they take a central, the school board takes orders from on high down from the federal government.
Yes.
I mean, ever since, you know, the end of World War II, that general area there, the federal government's decided, we're in charge of this whole school thing. We gotta make sure that we know what's getting taught here.
In fact, we had a statistic recently on the show that showed that the school boards are getting 6 cents per dollar from the feds. In return for 90% of control from the Fed.
That's crazy stuff.
It's absolutely true.
And so, you know that the United States schools was on top of schooling in the world.
We were. Not anymore.
No.
Since the federal government has gotten involved.
Yeah.
It's time for a change. And we're out of time for us tonight. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com. See ya.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?